Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married. And I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
That's Ginger White, an Atlanta woman who says she and Herman Cain have been having an affair for the past 13 years, and she's decided to come forward now because of the way Cain attacked the women who had accused him of sexual harassment. Wow. Here's the start to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's dig into this. Wolf Blitzer here talks to Mr. Cain, who tried to get out in front of the story and deny it before it actually broke.
We're just learning from Herman Cain himself that a third woman is about to come out and make some serious accusations against him. We all know the first two women accusing you of sexual harassment.
Right.
What can you tell us about this third woman who is about to go public and accuse you of what?
This particular individual, which will be named in the story as we understand it. My attorney has talked with the reporter who's going to come out with this story. This individual is going to accuse me of an affair for an extended period of time. I don't want to specify because I don't know what's in the story. Secondly, it is someone that I know who is an acquaintance that I thought was a friend. That much I do know. But other than that, Wolf, when we dealt with the previous allegations and I went forward, went in front of the public and said they're false and they're baseless. We were reacting to what we knew. At this point, I'm just simply saying these are going to come out, and until we know what they are, then my attorney doesn't know what to respond to. Those are all of the details that I have. Now, given that, I know that the court of public opinion is going to formulate its own opinion. I can't control people who are going to make a decision based upon accusations. When specifics are made through my attorney, because we're trying to run a campaign, we're trying to connect with the people on the issues. Through my attorney, we will respond to every detail and every allegation. But I just wanted to give you a heads up and your audience a heads up. Here we go again.
From Fox, Chris Wallace and James Rosen talk about a release from Herman Cain's lawyer, which certainly makes it sound like there's more to this story than Herman Cain wants us to know.
Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain faces new allegations tonight. Previously, he has been accused of sexual harassment of co-workers. But now another woman has come forward to say she and Cain engaged in a long-term affair. Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen tells us what the woman is saying and how Cain is fighting back.
Fox News Atlanta affiliate WAGA has discovered a sixth woman alleging sexual improprieties by Herman Cain. Ginger White is an unemployed single mother who claims to have carried on a long-term adulterous affair with a former restaurant executive. White once settled a sexual harassment claim against someone else and has a history of litigation. But she was able to produce some tantalizing personal notes from Cain and cell phone data that showed multiple text messages and calls from him, including some from the wee hours.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married, and I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation. He made it very intriguing. It was fun. It was something that took me away from my sort of humdrum life at the time, and it was exciting.
Once again, Cain's denials were unqualified.
Was this an affair?
No, it was not.
There was no sex?
No.
This is the presidency.
Meantime, the resurrection of Newt Gingrich continues unabated. The frontrunner in the last four major polls ranking the Republican presidential candidates on Sunday won the endorsement of the New Hampshire union leader, long one of America's leading conservative voices.
You want somebody who's going to say what he thinks, not what he thinks you want him to say.
But the union leader since 1972 has only endorsed two GOP primary winners.
Now back to the breaking news about Herman Cain, who until now, in political terms at least, had weathered fairly well the first round of sexual misconduct allegations lodged against him. As late as November 13th, polling in Iowa still had Cain leading the GOP primary field. Tonight, Cain's attorney, Lynn Wood, has released a statement saying, quote, an accusation of private, alleged consensual conduct between adults is, quote, not a proper subject of inquiry by the media or the public. That, Chris, seems far more than what Cain had to say earlier tonight, tantamount to an admission of some kind.
Well, in fact, a contradiction, because Cain flatly denies it.
Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio listeners react to the Herman Cain sex scandal. That's up next here as we continue.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without.
It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I have, dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
In the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown, Herman Cain, presidential race, and questions about Mr. Cain's sexual activity. Here are our hosts, Bill Carroll and Amy King, talking about the latest accusations.
If there's any truth to this story at all, that you had a 13-year affair with a woman, over 13 years, there's got to be some evidence. You have a 13-year affair with somebody, they kept some letter, some note, some receipt, something.
Yeah. And that was my point, as I recall, last week when I said this, that was my point, is if there ever is any evidence, that's going to come out because there was some long-term relationship or, you know, relationship.
You know, the only reason I can give Herman Cain even a little doubt, and believe me, it's getting more difficult. I mean, this guy. First of all, can't we just rule him out as a real presidential hopeful anyway? Hasn't he just appeared like kind of a doddering old fool? It's weird to me because he's got such a great education. He's obviously a smart guy at some level. He's had a very successful career. He's like an idiot savant or something. Right? That whole thing with Libya. Libya, what are you talking about, Libya? Every time someone says Libya, he thinks, I wasn't going up her skirt looking for Libya.
Oh, no, you didn't.
He just seems confused. But why would anyone run for president of the United States of America if they've had an affair? Why do they, but, so I want to give them the doubt just based on that, but others have done it. Others
all
have.
All the time.
Yeah, they just think somehow everyone loves them enough that no one will come forward.
Now, yeah, this is what I think people in general, not just guys, but I think women who cheat believe that it's never going to come out.
Yeah, and here's what I know about women from my vast experience of having been married once. Here's what I know. You have an affair with a woman that lasts more than, I don't know, 2 nights. She wanted more from you and you didn't give it to her. There's a pissed off woman out there somewhere.
It may take 6 years to get there, but she's eventually going to tell your wife.
She will eventually tell everybody. It's going to happen. You can't have an affair without it coming out.
Well, two people may enter into something like that, like they both have too much to lose, and that's what you think your safety net is. Oh, we've both got a lot to lose. No one's ever going to say anything. Their situation may be different in 6 years.
Exactly.
And they will throw you under the bus so hard and so fast.
You've given this a lot of thought.
No, I've just seen a lot of people...
No, I've thought of the same thing. It's
sink themselves this way.
It's obvious, right? You think, well, if I'm going to have an affair... I know guys who do this. Yeah, I only have affair with other women who are also married. Uh-huh. And you think they're always going to stay married?
Have you seen the divorce rate?
That they're not...
short-sighted thinking.
Yeah, they're not going to fall in love with you, maybe, after all those... Come on! And so you just don't want to believe anyone is stupid enough to have a 13-year affair. All I wanted to say about that, though, is if it's 13 years, that's got to come with evidence. If this woman comes forward and said, I can't prove it, well, then we should just tell her to shut up. Then maybe it is piling on and some other psycho who wants to be part of the story. Because in 13 years, you've got witnesses, you've got evidence. You have to.
Here's radio man Howie Carr talking about what Herman Cain's lawyer has had to say, which seems to almost come out and say that what this woman in Atlanta is charging happens to be true.
Here's the curious non-denial from Cain's lawyer. Mr. Cain has been informed today that your television station plans to broadcast a story this evening in which a female will make an accusation that she engaged in a 13-year-long physical relationship with Mr. Cain. This is not an accusation of harassment in the workplace. This is not an accusation of an assault, which are subject matters of legitimate inquiry to a political candidate. Rather, this appears to be an accusation of a private, alleged, consensual conduct between adults, a subject matter which is not a proper subject of inquiry by the public or the media. No individual, whether a private citizen, a candidate for public office, or a public official, should be questioned about his or her private sexual life. Says who? The public's right to know and the media's right to report has boundaries, and most certainly those boundaries end outside of one's bedroom door. Mr. Cain has alerted his wife to this new accusation and discussed it with her. He has no obligation to discuss these types of accusations publicly with the media, and he will not do so even if his principled position is viewed... His principal position is viewed unfavorably by members of the media. And then Alapundan says, he's not saying it happened, but he's not saying it didn't. If it didn't, then they're planning to roll out a full denial once the report airs. Then this is the worst bit of lawyerly media strategy since Jerry Sandusky's attorney let him phone in to Bob Costas. And that last bit about Cain refusing to discuss the accusations publicly is mighty strange, considering that Cain spent 10 solid minutes on CNN this afternoon discussing the accusations publicly, or rather what little he knows about them. Unlike his lawyer, he flatly denies that it happened. Needless to say, if there really is documentary evidence backing the accuser's claim, his credibility shattered. Okay. The former Godfather's Pizza CEO told CNN's Wolf Blitzer he wanted to, quote, give a heads up and everyone a heads up that the woman would be coming forward. He said he knows the woman but denied having had an affair with her. I did not have an affair, he said. I have done nothing wrong. The woman has been identified as Ginger White. That's her name, Ginger White. It was pretty simple, Ginger told the Fox affiliate. It wasn't complicated. I was aware that he was married, and I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation relationship. Cain described the woman as an acquaintance who thought I was a friend, who I thought was a friend, and said his campaign was going to handle the charges detail by detail, accusation by accusation. When asked explicitly if he had sex or an affair with the woman, Cain said no. I don't want to specify because I don't know what's in the story, Cain said. Through my attorney, we will respond to every detail and every allegation. Well, his attorney said he wouldn't respond, didn't he? He has no obligation to discuss these types of accusations publicly, and he will not do so. So Cain says they'll discuss it point by point, and the lawyer says they won't discuss it at all. What a mess. He's all done, though, I think.
So let's get away from this and talk about some of the other presidential candidates up next year on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, what is in the new media, all of these things are the focus. And on the top of the bill today in the countdown, the 2012 presidential race. Host Alex Silverman here with Alexander Burns from Politico.com. They talk about the importance of the New Hampshire endorsement by the union leader of Newt Gingrich.
Now, you're right. The union leader did something no Republican candidate as of yet has been able to do. What is that and how?
Well, what the union leader did by endorsing Newt Gingrich was lay out in much crisper terms than we've heard from any of the Republican candidates a reason to vote for somebody other than Mitt Romney. So far, Romney has pretty much been able to make the argument uncontested that this election is about jobs and he's the most credible candidate on jobs, and that's the end of the story. What the union leader did is spell out a different kind of calculus for choosing a candidate, one sort of focused on who is the boldest, most fearless candidate in the field, and by that calculus, they chose Gingrich.
How should we read into the fact that the economy is really ignored in this decision-making process?
Well, I think the hope of all the anti-Romney conservatives in this race has been for a while that voters would look past the fact that Romney has a record on jobs to run on as a businessman and as governor of Massachusetts, and look towards issues like character, like can they trust him as a conservative. And if voters are inclined to think like the union leader, that does suggest that there's a path for somebody else in this race. We don't yet know just how in tune with the Republican electorate the union leader is.
And that was kind of my next question. How influential, or rather how accurate historically, has the union leader been in picking candidates? I know you bring up McCain in 08 in your piece.
Well, they've only endorsed two candidates that actually went on to be the Republican nominee for president. That'd be John McCain 4 years ago and Ronald Reagan back in 1980. They've had some real duds like Pete DuPont in 1988, Steve Forbes in 2000. But if you look at how the candidates they endorse tend to perform in New Hampshire, it does make a big difference. And what this does for Gingrich is it gives him a toehold in a state that really has been dominated by Romney so far.
Talk host Doc Thompson here with local reporter Ben Swan about the way the news media has been continually treating Ron Paul.
You did a little survey. Is Ron Paul being fairly treated in the media?
Correct. It's a piece that we do called Reality Check. We air it 3 times a week. And a couple of weeks ago, we did a piece about Ron Paul, taking a look at whether or not he is getting the fair treatment. And this really came after the CBS debate. If you saw the CNN debate a week ago, the treatment was much more fair of all the candidates. I mean, they were pretty even in terms of time distribution. Part of that may have been backlash over what happened with the CBS one. There was a memo, I don't know if you saw this, a memo that was leaked ahead of time showing that Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann were both, CBS had planned to get both of them 90 seconds each only. To make their points. So definitely not an equal distribution of time in that debate. But in his case, you know, you have a guy who's polling pretty considerable. He varies in his polling pretty high, depending on which polls you look at, especially in Iowa specifically. Most of the polls show he's leading Iowa. And yet, you know, Rick Santorum, who is just, I mean, he can't even show up on the poll numbers. It's in 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, that part looks suspect. You're right. If you're doing it I mean, we know this, Ben. We work in the media. People care about certain topics and certain people. So we are going to give people what they want to a certain level. We're going to say we're going to cover the stories. I'm not going to go out there and talk about, you know, beet farming today if no one cares. What they care about is the Bengals. They care about what we're talking about now with the presidential election coming up. So I understand that. But if Rick Santorum is not doing well, then why would you give him more and only target Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann?
Right. And even John Huntsman got more time. And John Huntsman polls consistently at 1%. I'm not even sure John Huntsman polls high enough to be in the debate.
I know. I'm shocked he's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we were looking at in particular. And I tell you, the response has just been incredible for people all over the country and really all over the world. We've gotten a lot of emails from literally thousands of people, and a lot of them just feel frustrated. And one of their frustrations is they feel like the media is really trying to control the outcome of the election. Specifically, I think there's a little bit of anger towards Fox News in particular because they feel like Fox is not covering Paul, who they believe, I mean, the people who support Ron Paul absolutely believe that he is the most conservative candidate in the race. And I think you can make a lot of arguments for that, that he is more conservative in terms of his policies than really anybody on that stage. He certainly is more of a constitutionalist than anybody on the stage. And so they feel like there's kind of this push to keep him out.
The failed super committee is in the focus next on the countdown.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Center. I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have a stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The failure of that famous super committee. Talk host Sue Henry here with Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, who was a member of the committee. And they talk about what he thinks will be the next step.
I know when you were put on this committee, you were very honored and excited to do so. Where did things start to go wrong?
Well, boy, it's a lot of things went wrong. The big reality is that our Democratic colleagues never budged from their insistence on a $1 trillion-plus tax increase. And, you know, I've long been of the view that we don't have a revenue problem, we've got a spending problem. And so we tried. I put together a framework. We offered a framework that actually would reform our tax code, generate revenue, ask for really the most controversial spending reductions. But we were just not able to get the kind of reciprocal cooperation from the colleagues across the aisle.
Well, I mean, if you look at it and you see that the Democratic proposal was basically just to raise a trillion, well, geez, that would certainly help. But again, it would hurt. So, I mean, you can't. I don't think you can bring the pain at a time like this when the United States. I would believe, Pat, and you know a lot about the international economy. The United States is kind of teetering on the razor's edge here. I mean, it can go either way at this point, and I think that the fates of the world will certainly affect the United States. So telling people that you're going to tax them more when we're on this razor's edge just seems to be a bad direction.
It would have been a huge mistake, and you can't solve this problem by raising taxes. But let me put it this way. If you doubled all the tax revenue from individuals that individuals pay, every working man, woman, and child in America, if you doubled their tax burden so that the highest rate went from 35% to 70% and all the other rates moved up accordingly, and of course you'd completely destroy the economy, but for a moment, suspend that fact and just pretend you could double the revenue, we would still have run a $300 billion deficit last year. It is just, there's just no solving this problem by taxing our way out of it. the solution is to bring spending back under control. We tried. We tried so many different ways to engage our Democratic colleagues. We found relatively non-controversial ways that could have saved hundreds of billions of dollars, could have allowed us to reach our goal. But they were just adamant that we need a huge tax increase, and we were not able to bridge that divide.
Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb with Paul Bedard from U.S. News and World Report. They talk about the cuts that are coming after the super committee failed to come up with a plan.
I know that Leon Panetta, who is the Secretary of Defense, has said they will continue to make America secure, but he is really offering dire predictions of what's going to happen to the military and to our defense spending as a result of this, is where some of the cuts are going to be happening, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, even before these cuts, plan to come down, the Pentagon was looking to cut $450 billion over 10 years. May not sound like a lot, but it's a third of what the super committee was supposed to cut over 10 years. They failed, so now the Pentagon has to absorb cuts starting on next January of 2013 of $500 to $6 billion more. So you're talking $1 trillion, and Panetta says, listen, we're going to do it. We have to plan to do it. We can't bank on, you know, John McCain or somebody else kind of protecting us, because the Pentagon has to look, you know, and plan pretty far ahead. But he says, what you're going to end up with potentially is a Navy smaller than before Pearl Harbor, an armed service force, a ground force smaller than what we had after World War One, elimination of a lot of nuclear weapons, the ICBM force that's stationed out west, submarines, the whole bit. I mean,
we're screwed.
It's going to be bad. And Panetta says, hey, by the way, the bad guys out there, they're not cutting back.
No, they're increasing. They're increasing their stock, especially the Chinese Navy.
Exactly. So, and that's a great concern of us. So Panetta is kind of issuing this dire warning in hopes that Congress will do the right thing, get back together, and make the cuts they need to make. You know they won't.
No, they won't. And the president has said if they try to renege on the earlier earlier vow to make the cuts, to bring about these triggers, these sequesterings, as they call them,
yeah,
that he will veto that. So basically, the president is saying that if you guys don't do anything, and we don't expect him to do anything, then I am not going to allow you to stop cuts at the Defense Department, right?
Yeah, I don't know how serious he is about that, because, you know,
I think he's pretty serious, Paul.
He looks serious, but I mean, he's not been serious about a lot of things for the last 2 years. So, I mean, he's putting the pressure on Congress. He's got his foot on their neck, but, you know, what's also hanging over them is the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, the alternative minimum tax. There's a reason for Congress to actually try to do this again before Christmas, among them Obama's threat.
As if we don't have enough sex scandals, there's another university rocked by a sex scandal, and we'll talk about it in a minute here on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lions on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Lions started getting busy and thought about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Syracuse University is the place. Sexual abuse is the charge. And we move into CNN's Frederica Whitfield here talking to Mark Schwartz from ESPN about the firing of an assistant coach named Bernie Fine and the tape that has surfaced from the school, which indicates that his wife knew about abuses that he was committing as far back as 2002.
Lori Fine, the wife of Syracuse University associate head basketball coach Bernie Fine, may have been aware of her husband's alleged inappropriate acts with children. ESPN's Outside the Lines has released audio tape given to them by Bobby Davis, the man who has publicly accused the coach of years of molestation. And in the tape, Mrs. Fine says, among other things, she witnessed one of the acts. ESPN has independently confirmed the voice on the recording is that of Lori Fine. Here's ESPN's Mark Schwartz.
Bobby Davis says he knew of one person who could validate that he was being sexually abused by Bernie Fine. That person was Fine's wife, Lori Fine.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes?
Morning.
How are you?
Davis says that in October of 2002, he recorded a phone conversation with Lori Fine without her knowledge, a legal act based on the location of both parties. During the call, Fine discussed the alleged sexual molestation of Davis by her husband, Syracuse associate head basketball coach Bernie Fine.
What did he want you to do? You can be honest with me.
After bringing his allegations against Bernie Fine to a Syracuse police detective in 2002 and getting nowhere, Davis says he was determined to confirm his story. He says he hoped Lori Fine would disclose on tape the details of her own knowledge of the abuse he says started when he was 12 and continued for more than a decade.
From Fox, Jenna Lee here with legal analyst Doug Burns and Joe Mann. They talk about the tape that's been released with the coach's wife talking to one of the victims and the problems there may be using this tape in court.
That is the wife of the man accused of sexually abusing these boys, and apparently she's admitting on this recording that she thinks something obviously went on. But you say you're concerned about even using this tape in court. Why is that?
Well, first of all, not to use big SAT words, that's basically a vicarious admission. In other words, it's not Bernard Fine saying I did something wrong. It's somebody else referring to whether or not he did something wrong. And I'd like to hear what Joel thinks about whether or not that would be admissible in court. I'm not so sure it is. However, having said that real quickly, investigators at this stage are not necessarily concerned so much with admissibility of things in court. They want to figure out the truth. And this tape goes a long, long way towards helping them do that.
Joel, permission granted. granted to use big SAT words if you so need to on this. What do you think? Does this tape make it into court?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to think about is what kind of court case this is going to be. Originally, we were thinking about statute of limitations with a state case and the issues involving Bobby Davis. But now that the federal, looks like the feds have gotten involved, we're not sure what's going on. So we need to frame it in the right area. And if it's a case involving Bobby Davis and that case, there may be some way that comes in. As a defense attorney, I would fight tooth and nail to keep that out because I don't think it's relevant. I think, you know, I appreciate Doug's admission that that would not, should not come in.
Joel,
it would be overly prejudicial.
You know, Joel, further though, there's also some news about the man on the phone call, again, the alleged, he's the alleged victim in the case, and the wife. Apparently, according to, again, the alleged victim, he had a relationship with Bernie Fine's wife of a sexual nature when he was 18 years old. I mean, how does that even figure in the case, if at all?
Well, if I was a prosecutor, this would not be a case that I would want to prosecute. I think the cast of characters involved in this case is mind-blowing. I mean, it's just a full circle of different people being involved in different things. We have the Tomaselli case, or allegation where he is accusing Fine of doing these things, and his own father is saying that didn't happen. We have Lori Fine being involved in a sexual relationship with Bobby Davis. I mean, as a prosecutor, I would be, you know, I would be flabbergasted.
Challenge. You can tell you're almost speechless just talking about it right now. You know, Doug, that was good to bring up Zach Tomaselli.
Right.
Joel, to bring up Zach Tomaselli. He's 23 years old. He's actually facing charges himself of sexually abusing a young boy. His father, the father of this 23-year-old, says he was never even around the coach. And his father says this is not, there's no way that this is true. So can you bring in Zach Tomaselli into this case at all?
Look, I thought it was very interesting and revealing when his own father came right out and said flat out he's lying. But I would default back to this. I mean, there are three separate people making allegations. So from an investigative standpoint, I look at that. Syracuse University fired him. And frankly, you know, there must be something to that action that they took. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's like every other investigation. They got to really look closely, interview everybody, make the credibility determinations that they should make. And then quickly on Tomaselli, just because he may have baggage doesn't automatically rule him out as a viable witness.
Here's a radio host Joe Galuski talking to sports attorney Robert Romano about the incriminating audio tape and the three accusers that have come forward so far.
Now, the phone conversation taped legally because apparently they were, because of the circumstances involving the location of both parties during that phone conversation, Mr. Davis and Mrs. Fine. So legally it was on the up and up recording this phone conversation, right?
It looks that way. That's what all reports are saying. It's coming out that both parties were in jurisdictions where it's legal to tape someone's conversation without them knowing it. In some jurisdictions, it's not. So it looks like it's okay within the parameters of the law. The only question comes if there is a trial, if there is litigation down the road, is it admissible in court?
Well, that's my question. Do you think it would be admissible if something were to happen legally down the line?
I don't know. I don't think so right now. I mean, unless there's a case against the wife, that could be used against her. But I don't know how admissible it would be coming into a case against Mr. Fine.
Based on the conversation, content of the conversation that Fine's wife had with the accuser, could she be maybe enabling, aiding, and abetting this kind of activity by some of the things she said on that phone conversation?
I think she's setting herself up, yes. I think you're exactly right. She may be charged down the road with the risk of injury to a minor or something along that line. And she knew that this was going on and did absolutely nothing to stop it.
Now, the statute of limitations on this case, Robert, ended in 2003 with the two accusers, Davis and the other, his stepbrother. However, this third accuser talks about an incident that occurred between him and Fine in 2002, which comes within the statute of limitations. Is that date, that year 2002, important in this situation?
I think so. I think all the dates are important. If the statute is run, no charges can be brought against the basketball coach. But if the statute hasn't run, then he may face, you know, an investigation, an indictment, and possible trial.
Congressman Barney Frank's days in Washington may be numbered. That's up next on The Countdown.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the next thing we have to talk about is Congressman Barney Frank from Fox. Megyn Kelly talked to Rich Lowry from the National Review about Barney Frank's decision to retire.
He is now, according to our Capitol Hill producer, the 17th Democrat to announce his retirement versus just a handful of Republicans on the other side. What is the significance of those numbers and of this announcement today by one of the longest-serving Democrats in the House?
You know, I think it's a sign that Barney Frank sees the writing on the wall and realizes he's very unlikely to wield meaningful power again. I mean, when you've been in the majority and been used to being chairman, it's really hard to be out of power, and he's probably going to be out of power for a while now. And then also he was talking very frankly in his news conference about how redistricting factored into his decision. And he was saying he's just sort of uncomfortable representing new people. I don't quite buy that. I just think it means it's going to be a lot more work to win re-election. And if you're someone like Barney Frank, who for 25 years was basically unopposed in that district, and then last time around in 2010 have a pretty stiff challenge, should Frank won comfortably in the end, but he really had to work. You know, having to work every 2 years to win re-election when you've been so safe for so long is not a very happy prospect when you're a long-time serving member like Barney Frank.
It's interesting to hear him suggest he doesn't want to represent, you know, new people, or that's somehow, you know, not interesting to him when you look at some of the exchanges he had with his old people, his existing constituents, like this famous or infamous, I guess it's up to the viewer to decide, exchange with one of his constituents back in August of 2009. Remember this?
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and ask to your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time? Ma'am, trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
That was in the lead up to the health care law that ultimately passed, of course. And I think if memory serves, that woman wound up running for Congress, too, that she became so inspired by that exchange. In any event, he's been, you know, quite a figure in American politics, Rich. Are we to believe that there's anything more behind this other than he's done?
I think he's done, and he's not going to have meaningful power again in the near future.
Do you think he believes that the Democrats will not be winning back the House in the next election?
I believe that has to be part of his calculation.
Talk host Rita Cosby with Glenn Johnson from the Boston Globe about what he thinks are the reasons, the real reasons, Frank has decided to call it quits.
Glenn, were you surprised by this, and what do you think it means?
Well, yeah, I think we are surprised, not so much because it wasn't a possibility, but more by the timing of this. A year ago, he had a very tough re-election fight.
Yeah, it was really, he won okay, right?
Yeah.
But it was still like it was really tough getting there, right?
Yeah, he won 53-43, but the getting there was pretty ugly, and it took him pulling out all the stops to do it. And he faced a candidate that presented himself well, former Marine, Republican running against him, and over time the district only got more conservative. And so, you know, initially after he had this near-death experience last year, there was a lot of speculation that he was going to get out, fueled by his own election night rant against our rival paper, the Boston Herald. And then he walked it back in February, saying that he certainly was going to seek re-election, that he wanted to see Dodd-Frank and other legislation preserved. And then, I mean, most recently, just last week, the governor signed our redistricting bill into law. And while he said today that was a precipitating event for him to leave, that legislation did not force him into a runoff. Two of the other members in the delegation are forced into a runoff by virtue of that legislation, and Barney was not. And so the fact that Congressman Frank decided now, a week later, to announce his retirement, that's the surprising part of this.
And is there something else that we just don't know that's behind this?
Well, I think there's a variety of factors. You know, he's always been a conservative pinata.
By the way, I'm going to miss him to kick around, but
yeah.
My impression is he's going to be probably, still vocal in some other ways.
Yeah.
He makes it sound like he's still going to be doing other stuff outside of Congress.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think
contain himself, Glenn.
If you enjoy listening to him before, you're only going to like it more now.
Oh, no, more of Barney.
Freed from the bounds of seeking re-election, I'm sure all propriety will go out the window. But I think that he faced a tough re-election. I also, the specter or the prospect of him winning re-election next year maybe was better than the prospect for the Republican, for the Democratic Party regaining control of the House. And here you have a guy that was the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, wrote this big piece of legislation, and now he's relegated to not a bad spot, top Democrat on the panel, but he's in the minority position and didn't see that changing. So you add all that up, the labor of running for re-election, raising money, which he says he hates, the fact that he was going to have to answer more questions about Dodd-Frank and Freddie and Fannie, they had a strong challenger the last time, it was only going to be more emboldened this time, and you had a more conservative district. All that added up to not a good equation for him, and probably the time to head out the door.
Find out more about all the items in the countdown today and every day by visiting the Big Talk Radio Countdown Show section, DougStephan.com.
There's a guy.